Inside Out, where you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels solves all your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, and we are taking calls 421-1000, or you can call toll-free at 877-397-COMO.
Well, Jennifer, this is a real privilege. I think sometimes when you work in broadcasting, there are programs that you know you're going to look back on and you're going to say at the end of your career, I'm really glad I got to participate in that. And today, this for me is I think, the most important thing I've ever been able to contribute to, and it has to do with our veterans. And I want to share. She's, oh my gosh, Jennifer got out the tissues.
Which was a good call
because I'm going to share why I feel the way I do. And I want to welcome to our studio Phil Hansen and Tim Lovett. And these wonderful young guys are with Vet Corps, and they are, in fact, young veterans that have joined me today in studio. And they are joining me in an effort, which is at the bottom of this whole program today. I hope everyone at least recognizes our veterans need jobs. And we're going to help you find a way to hire a vet. If you are looking to hire someone in your company at the end of this program today, I believe that you will desire to look at our most deserving young people, which are veterans, which desperately need our help. So I want to tell you why this is really important to me. And it happened this last year. Our family is, we're a military family. We always have been. My father was a veteran, and my grandfather was a veteran. All of my uncles were veterans. And what I always say is, if there's a scrap, there's a Michaels that's probably going to show up. That says something about us. And it, you know, it just has to do with the fact that my family has always been extremely patriotic. And I'm very proud of that. Of that commitment. So my son had actually volunteered, which we have an all volunteer military now. And my son went to Iraq. And growing up, he had the equivalent of like a brother, and that was my nephew, Kevin. And so when Blake joined, and my son Blake joined the military, my nephew Kevin became very interested in what Blake was doing, and they communicated back and forth. And my nephew Kevin decided to also join the United States Army. I got to tell you a little bit about Kevin, because when I saw the movie Up, you know, with the little boy who basically wants to help an elderly person and get a badge, I was watching this young guy, and he looked and acted like my nephew, Kevin. And the reason I say this is because Kevin was just one of those kids that was always trying to do like a good deed. And so my son, Blake, and Kevin were Cub Scouts together, and they were Boy Scouts together. And they spent a lot of time together growing up. And, you know, they trick-or-treated together. They were Ninja Turtles together and for trick-or-treating, that kind of thing. And so when Kevin got his Cub Scout uniform, we actually had driven him to get it. And he spent the night at my house that night that he got his Cub Scout uniform. And he put it on, and we couldn't get it off of him. And he slept in his Cub Scout uniform. And honestly, you know, I found him and he was standing in front of my mirror in my bedroom just looking at this uniform. And we just told him how handsome he looked. And he really did. And he was just such a good kid. So when Kevin joined the military, I have to share with you what happened his first Christmas in Iraq. So as families, as many of you, if you have soldiers in your family, what you do is you want to send a care package. So we wanted to send a care package to Kevin, and you ask, you know, what do you guys want? You want your favorite candy, whatever. What Kevin wanted was, there was a school an all boys school in the area that he was in Nasiri, which was a really difficult area at the time he was there in Iraq. And he wanted us to put together school supplies for these young people. And that's what we did. So his mother's church sewed 252 backpacks because he knew the names of every one of these little boys. And he wanted the names put on these backpacks. And he had specific items that he wanted in these backpacks. And they were all school supplies. And I mean, you know, magic markers all the way, graph paper. He loved to draw. And so that's what we did. We sent 252 backpacks to these kids. And the picture that inspires me is the picture of Kevin with those young kids and their new backpacks. And Kevin was hit by an IED. I'm sorry. And he came home. And we thought he was okay, and he recovered, and it actually, his recovery was great for us because he got to spend some time at Walter Reed with our family here in Seattle, and we thought he was okay, and he got involved in Wounded Warriors. And he was going back to school. He was in his graduation from his Wounded Warriors track program, which is where they put you together as a unit to study and to basically rebuild, you know, from PTSD. And because Kevin had had a traumatic brain injury and it wasn't properly diagnosed, Kevin passed away in his hotel room during his graduation from Wounded Warriors from a brain from an aneurysm, and we lost him. And when I saw them fold the flag and hand that flag to his mother, our family made a commitment. I have access to this program. How can I make a difference in the lives of our vets? So the loss of Kevin, and I want to dedicate this effort to Kevin, inspired me. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about where that went, the effort for Kevin. And Vet Corps is here. And this is ending up in a really great place. And I'm grateful for the experience of knowing and loving Kevin and that he has inspired me to work with our veterans. And when we come back, you're going to want to work with our vets too. They are in the house. And I'm going to tell you about Vet Corps and what we're going to do to find jobs for deserving vets. We're going to put our shoulder to the wheel, party people.
Absolutely.
We're going to make this happen. We come back.
421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-COMO. We're going to take a quick break for traffic and weather next.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's check in with Judith Larson.
Well, we're not doing so badly on the road. A little a bit of a problem as far as delays on the Ballard Bridge because we have a construction project underway until 7 this evening, and they've had to reduce traffic to one lane each direction. Also, you'll notice in South Seattle, State Route 99 ramp to First Avenue South is closed until Monday. They're realigning that ramp, and then when they open it up on Monday, you'll then be exiting to a new place, which is Royal Brougham Way. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith. Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Let's check the weather now. Here's Theron Zahn.
Showers increasing today along with the gusty winds out there. Our highs mid to upper 40s over our mountain passes. We're going to see plenty of snow overnight, but starting out as rain today. Boy, the next couple days starting out fairly dry on Sunday. Rain increasing in the afternoon. Again, mid to upper 40s. Boy, we get really soggy for the start of the work week. Monday's looking gray and rainy throughout. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. 48 degrees in Tacoma, 49 in Everett. In Olympia, scattered clouds in 48 and 51 degrees here in downtown Seattle. Thanks for being with us today here on Como News Radio. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels is in progress. So thanks for being with us. 421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO to ask your questions to Tammy. We've got some very special guests in the studio today. From VetCor, we have Tim Lovett and Phil Hansen.
Welcome back, everyone. And I really am so grateful you guys are here from VetCor. And Phil Hansen's going to be talking to us in just a few minutes. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you, Tammy.
And I'm so glad you're here. But we're going to start out by talking to Tim Lovett with VetCor. And Tim, let's start with you. Tell us who you are. You are a veteran. Where did you serve?
Yeah, so I decided to join the Army when I was 18. I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, a lovely hometown. signed up to be an airborne ranger, went through airborne school, and then actually right about that time, it was 9/11. I joined September 4th, 2001.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 9/11 happens, and ranger school gets a whole bunch of people that want to be rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I decided to just, hey, let's send me to a unit. Let's get out of here. And so
okay.
I went to the 10th Mountain Division. I served all 5 years there, active duty, combat infantryman. I went to Afghanistan. I was on the border of Pakistan when I was there. And then I went to Iraq for a year. And I was in Baghdad, Abu Ghraib, Fallujah, all the fun places.
All those fun places.
And so I came back out and got out and kind of had a hard time transitioning. I didn't realize it at the time, but I had actually been exposed to a traumatic brain injury myself. The first month when we were in Iraq, a suicide bomber blew his truck up about 10 feet away from my truck. And as you can imagine, it rocked our truck. We were all thrown around, and we had no idea what was going on. For the rest of the deployment, I went through headaches, and I couldn't remember things. And still to this day, I'm the sticky note king. I write mm-hmm. everything down on sticky notes for my phone. But I got out of the military, and I just was having a hard time trying to find something that I was passionate about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, I got connected with Mark Fisher of the Washington Department of Veteran Affairs.
That's who I got in contact with.
he's the man.
He is.
And so he told me about this program and thought that I would be a perfect fit for it. And that's where I met Phil. That's where I met a lot of great guys and gals, actually. And so basically he said, I want you to build teams. I want you to try to help these vets that are in school. And while you do that, I'm going to give you a little bit of a stipend. And so I was like, let's do this. I was doing it for free already. And so I was going to college and working my way through it. Currently, since that program happened, I have been hired on as their traumatic brain injury field coordinator.
Yes.
And so now I travel across the state. VetCor's got 32, sites, 32 community colleges, technical colleges, universities, private and public, and I go around to these groups and I teach them about traumatic brain injury, hopefully with the intent of them going back to the VA and saying, hey, I've been exposed, I'm having these signs and symptoms, and so that they can overcome their injury and mm-hmm. it's not necessarily a disability, but they're moving past that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's one of the things about VetCor, and this is what I learned about Wounded Warriors, who I'm actually now actively involved with as well, is that VetCor really takes the things that worked about the Army and then takes it into an operative manner of reassimilating yourselves into life. So you have some structure, the camaraderie that you guys and gals have in the Army, and then it helps reformalize your life and give it some structure, because a lot of guys and gals, when they come out, that's what they lack is structure. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Phil Hansen and we're going to talk to Tim Lovett about the jobs the Vet Corps has, and then we're going to talk about a specific need that we have. We're going to grow some stuff. I'll just give you a hint. We're going to have a neat little garden when we come back. We're going to talk about that.
Sorry, but this is a great opportunity for our listeners who wanted to do something to help veterans, to help veterans'
yes.
families.
Yes.
This is the way you can get involved. If you ever thought, I want to help, but I don't know what to do, we're going to give you that answer coming up. 1122 here on Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma online at bassettfurniture.com.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877- Mr. Handyman.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
1124 on Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson keeping an eye on the streets.
Yeah, it's kind of a sleepy commute. It's an ideal time to go out and take a drive because we have no blocking problems, fairly light volumes. The winds on the Narrows Bridge are a problem, though. We have now a high wind warning and alert on the Narrows Bridges. I think we have cleared the tire debris out of your way, northbound 5 at Seneca, although we're slowing a little bit there. I think it's just more people on the road. We are probably soon to wrap up that event at Green Lake that's causing a lot of crowding. 3,000-some people on a 5K run. It's the Valentine 5K run at the Green Lake area. If you're around there, you'll see what I mean. The side streets are crowded. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather from the Como Forecast team today, windy and rainy. Count on some rain this afternoon and tonight, as well as high winds up to 45 miles per hour gusting along the coast. In the interior, still 35 miles per hour. Highs today will be in the low 50s. Right now, 48 degrees in Tacoma, 51 degrees here in downtown Seattle. Como News Time is 11:25, and welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, where we're solving all of your design dilemmas one problem at a time. But we have a very special episode today with some very special guests.
Yes, yes. I really want to welcome the guys from Vet Corps, Phil Hansen and Tim Lovett. And let me tell you where we're going with this and how it's connected to this program, which is the fact that I mentioned that due to an injury, I lost my nephew, Kevin, Army, and he was injured by an IED. But you know, what has happened from that is that I realized that I work in an industry, I work in the building remodeling industry, and it has made me aware of veterans and their needs and their causes related to them. My son was a veteran, is now, he is re-enlisting, so he's active duty. But, you know, I found out that there's this void, unemployment, and working in the building and remodeling industry, we are the people that are hiring. Our industry is coming back in building and remodeling. So that led me to figure out, when we went to hire someone, well, how do I hire a vet? I started hearing these rumors that veterans were unemployed. And I thought, well, you know, as a part owner of Sound Kitchen, how, when we need to hire someone, how can we hire a vet? And Phil and I have been actually working on that. We are number one cabinet installer with Sound Kitchen. Steven is, he's an ex-Navy SEAL, served in Iraq, has a 40% injury and disability from his service, and he's our number one cabinet installer. So I'm really doing this, but I want you to do this too, because our veterans need you, and I want you to understand the need. So that's how this all ties together. Is this a home improvement show? Yes. Are we looking at the ways that we can bring our veterans in? Because we in the building remodeling industry are hiring. This is how we do it. This is how you connect with vets. If you have a brother, sister who served in the military and suffers from PTSD or possibly a traumatic brain injury, we want to reach a hand out and help them as well, and recognize, even if it's not a trade in the building remodeling industry, we want you to know what the options are. We're here to help all of our veterans. And so we can't just help. I can't help it. I'm not just going to help in the building remodeling industry. We're also going to help all of our vets. And Tim and Phil, I know that she's going to make us, that's Jennifer, is going to make us go out to traffic at 30:30. So we like have 2 minutes. So what do you guys do? I mean, what is Vet Corps? What is that?
Tammy, Vet Corps basically is it's a resource that we've placed at all the community colleges and different colleges throughout the state to kind of facilitate and help veterans figure out, it's basically to help their needs. If a veteran can't quite figure out how to work their GI Bill or financial aid or any of those things, they have a person at the school who's there to just kind of help them with the resources and kind of facilitate their needs at the different schools.
And I know that when my son got out of the military, he was trying to do that at the community college level. And, you know, there's this delay, and we were talking about this. The money, it's government, you know, it's your GI Bill. It can be a mess. And I think that, you know, perhaps there are people listening that have veterans and their family that are struggling to get their GI Bill activated. Do you guys have advice on that?
Yeah, what I would suggest is to go to your school and ask if your school is sponsoring a Vet Corps position. If they're not, then ask why not. If they are, then try to get contacted with that person. That person has access to a ton of different resources. Washington State is one of the most innovative and forward-thinking states in the nation about it.
Yes.
And so each county has a Veterans Emergency Fund. These are the kind of resources.
Really?
Within this fund, the veteran can get assistance if they need help paying the bills, if they need, if their rent's late or whatever, they can get that taken care of. The Washington Department of Veteran Affairs actually has a fund like that, too. All of these resources are really available to those people, but it's just a matter of connecting the dots. And that's what these guys and gals do.
Yes. And, you know, I think that one of the things that happens when you have a veteran that does come home, they do need help. And Vet Corps is going to be there. And we're going to talk about a special project that we're going to work on with Inside Out with Phil and with Tim when we come back with more of Inside Out.
That's right, Tammy. Come On News Time is 11:30. We're going to take a quick break for ABC News, traffic and weather. Coming up next, Come On News Time is 11:30.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by Sound Waves, Frequency, and Amplitude, by the sixth grade.
The New Egypt. A coalition of protesters says it's calling a halt to the big demonstrations that helped drive President Hosni Mubarak from power. Egypt's military, now in power, says the country will abide by existing regional and international agreements that would include the peace treaty with Israel. ABC's Jim Sciutto is in Cairo.
I've noticed in the square this morning that people are eager to get to work now. For 18 days, in just 18 days, They brought down a government. They celebrated through the night. Now they're cleaning up that square and also beginning the work of building this new country. And my sense is they're ready to do that. They're eager to start.
ABC's Jim Sciutto in Cairo. In this country, 23-year-old Maxim Gelman is in custody in New York City, suspected of stabbing his stepfather, ex-girlfriend, and her mother to death, and killing a pedestrian after hijacking a car. Two more people are facing charges in Youngstown, Ohio, in connection with last weekend's shooting at a fraternity house party that killed one and injured 11. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:31. I'm Hannah Scott in the Como Newsroom. Here's a look at your latest local headlines. State workers and college students went to the state capitol to let the governor know her plans for deep cuts to health care and education couldn't come at a worse time. Como 4's Denise Whitaker talked to some of them.
We must rise each morning with the knowledge that we are the first generation to be less educated than the one that came before.
Students say the only way for the state to emerge from the recession is to keep investing in higher ed. One proposal on the table would preserve some K-12 money, taking more from higher education.
We're looking at legislators to reevaluate those cuts and to try to reduce the amount of cuts that are made to the institution in itself.
But it's a difficult time, and we want the taxpayers of Washington State to understand that higher education is a driver of state government. It's really, really important to invest.
I asked Representative Reuven Carlisle if this show of force from students has a real impact on his fellow lawmakers, and he said, yes, it does. He says legislators realize these students are voters, and so are their parents.
Lawmakers have an uphill climb as so many groups fight over every penny available. An elderly woman died after being hit by a minivan in South Seattle. Investigators say the woman in her 70s was in the crosswalk at Martin Luther King Jr. Way Friday when the light turned green for traffic. Witnesses say the driver who hit her probably didn't see her. Medics rushed the woman to the hospital where she died. No word yet if the driver is going to be charged. A woman is suing the Olympia City Jail and three corrections officers for the way she was treated after her 2008 arrest. The Olympian reports Cynthia Brown claims she was illegally strip-searched at the jail and shot with a taser after her arrest on suspicion of misdemeanor trespassing. The city's attorney, Donald Law, has declined to comment on the city's answer to the lawsuit. Brown's attorney, Edwin Budge of Seattle, says he hopes the lawsuit ensures no one else is subjected to such treatment. Trial starts in October in U.S. District Court in Tacoma. Several jurors changed their minds at the last minute in a deadly DUI case.
John Strine is on trial in Spokane for killing Lori Keller and leaving her husband paralyzed in 2009. The prosecutor says Strine drove drunk and hit their motorcycle. The jury said it had reached a unanimous verdict of not guilty, but when the judge polled them individually, six of the 12 said Strine is guilty.
If some of the jurors are willing to talk to me and I find out some information from them, that may affect what I do, but right now I'm so surprised by what happened. I don't know if I'll do anything differently or not.
The case could be retried as early as next month.
That's Como 4's Marley Ginter. Como News Time, 11:34.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Well, Judith, you were telling us it's a sleepy, easy commute this morning. Is it still?
Well, you know, it still is, but the weather is starting to change. For example, we've been talking about the fact that about an hour ago they issued a high wind warning, which is still in effect on the Narrows bridges, but now it's affecting your ferry commute, especially on the Port Townsend to Coopville run. The Chetsamoka is running 40 minutes late. Why? Because of sudden high winds. So I guess that cold front's coming in. Meanwhile, we have no blocking problems, but volumes are starting to build heading north on I-5 between the two lake bridges, but we're doing okay. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Well, as Judith mentioned, the weather is becoming a bit of an issue today with high winds along the coastline up to 45 miles per hour. In the interior, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Otherwise, expect rain this afternoon and tonight, and highs in the low 50s. Right now it's 48 degrees in Tacoma and 51 right now in downtown Seattle. It's 11:35 here on Como News Radio. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And if you ever wanted to know what you could do to help a veteran, a veteran's family, what you could do to get involved, we've got those answers today. Tammy Michaels is in the house along with our special guests, Tim Lovett and Phil Hansen from VetCor. a very emotional episode, very emotional topic today.
It really is, but it's also inspirational. And the reason I want to say that is this is an all-voluntary military. And now when these young men or women are coming home, they need jobs. And Vet Corps is a way that, you know, they can find jobs. And those of us who work in the building remodeling industry, you know, we listen to the, I get it all the time that builders and other designers listen to my show. I'm sure that many times they're throwing things, you know, in their car going, why did she say that? Well, today, you know, disagreeing with me about the way you should design. Well, today, here's something that I think can unify all of us. And that's the fact that if you're hiring, I want you to hire a vet. But even if you're not in the building remodeling industry and you don't work in the trades, there are lots of different areas that vets can, you know, use a job. And Vet Corps certainly helps with that. They help their education. But Phil, you and I are going to work on a big gardening project because part of home improvement is gardening. That's why the show is called Inside Out. And I love to have expert gardeners in here and to talk about things, but you're building a very special veterans garden. So let's talk about this because you need the help for the outside and you need lots of different things. What is this veterans garden?
Well, Tammy, the veterans garden, it's being created in Puyallup. It's about an acre of land. And it's going to be a place where vets can come. They can grow plants or flowers or just learn about gardening. If someone has an interest in gardening in their own home or anything like that, it's a place where they can come, hopefully grow things. All the food that we're going to grow is for either personal consumption or actually going to be donated to the food bank. But we're going to have raised beds for handicap access. And then there's going to be large and small plots. Community plots and then smaller plots if someone wants to grow their own type of corn or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's an ambitious project, and yeah, we need your help to kind of build this thing. We have the land, and now we need the materials and the resources.
But you need everything.
Absolutely.
When I sat down with you, with our friend Mark Fisher from Vet Corps, and he brought you along, and he said, I know you talk about the inside of the house, but, you know, I think you also really like gardening. I have to tell you something. I love to garden. And my dad, who was a vet, this is, you know, I think this was kind of therapeutic for him in a lot of ways. I think that anyone who's ever been involved in gardening, and perhaps those who have gardening expertise, they can volunteer and teach other vets. If you want to volunteer to give a vet maybe a new hobby or even an angle on a future agricultural, horticultural type of career. You know, you're planting good seeds here, and we're going to need you. So what do you need from us?
Wow. Well,
you need everything.
Absolutely. We're going to start off small. We're building raised beds, so we need the lumber for these raised beds.
Okay.
So we're talking 2x4s, 2x6s, up to 2x10s and 4x4s. Pressure treated is good. All of these raised beds are going to be mini hoop houses, so there's going to be PVC kind of going from end to end. So we're going to need half inch to 3/4 inch PVC. Schedule 40 PVC is kind of what we need. We're going to build two hoop houses. So again, we're going to need lumber, 2x4s. We're going to need corrugated plastic, more PVC, and then twine is a big thing. And then the big thing I'm looking for is sheds. We need either material to build sheds, or if somebody has a shed in their backyard that we can come and disassemble, throw on a trailer, and bring it down. We basically need a place to put all our gardening tools, and then also a small office that we can use to kind of manage the area that we have. Mm-hmm.
So maybe if somebody has a small trailer?
The trailer would be great. Any resources. The trailer would be great for
an office?
Yeah, an office.
Okay. I mean, like a small one, you know.
Yeah, reasonably small. We only have an acre of land.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're sharing the right, our neighbor is a master gardener's course that Washington State University puts
on. See?
So,
this is awesome.
Yeah, we have a great neighbor, but tools, like a gas-powered rototiller, shovels, rakes, anything you could think of that you would need in your home garden is stuff that we're going to need. Seed, manure, mulch, gravel, all these things. I mean, we're being really ambitious with it. We're going to see where we can go. But yeah, we definitely need your help.
Well, you know what? I'm also going to fly this up the food chain here in the building and see who else I can get involved in this and this desire to help. I will share with you that we have already got a few materials that are going to be coming forward. So I think this is what we're going to do, Jennifer, is Jennifer Harriman and I are now really working together on my blog page. So this is going to be something that we put it out there and we keep going with it. And, you know, how does your garden grow? How does our victory garden grow? You know, I mean, I don't know. I think it's something we can talk about. We're going to head out to the break. I know what that music means and that look. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up with our guys from VetCor.
Thanks, Tammy. 421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO. Thanks for listening to Inside Out with us today. We'll be right back.
Everything you need to know. Come on, News Radio.
Come on, News Radio.
What's happening? Upcoming events and contests.
After 2 years of construction, the new patient care tower at MultiCare Good Samaritan Hospital in Puyallup is opening its doors. Come celebrate the grand opening this Sunday with Como News Radio's Manda Factor from 2 to 4 p.m. And check out everything this nine-story tower has to offer.
What's happening?
Details at comonews.com. Como News Radio.
Western Washington's only 24/7 breaking news, traffic, and weather station.
Sound Kitchen and Bath is different. Why is Sound Kitchen and Bath different? Well, they don't do anything the way that everybody else does it. First of all, you are not going to find one of those enormous, expensive showrooms. Yes, it is expensive. It costs a couple hundred thousand dollars to build one of those showrooms that has all the gorgeous cabinetry, wall to wall, pay the real estate and overhead costs. You know what I'm talking about. So instead of doing that, Sound Kitchen has a little tiny showroom. I mean, little. It's like 400 square feet with just samples, because what they want is to spend the money that it would have cost. Yeah. They want that money to be a savings for you. It's a savings account. That means that you are going to save big money when you purchase custom-made cabinets. And Sound Kitchen is local, with local manufacturing directly to you. And a trained designer is going to come into your kitchen, and you are going to be able to see the plans and have a kitchen that reflects what you need, how you cook, what the latest trends are. And at the end of the day, you sign off on a kitchen that's gorgeous and beautiful, and you are referred out to the very best builders and remodelers that come in and custom build that kitchen. That's right, saving money, and you don't have to sit in a box store and listen to forklifts. No, you don't. Figure out which way the refrigerator opens. Sound Kitchen and Bath, I believed in this company so much, I invested in the company. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In my case, I chose Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And what that provided me was the opportunity to attack the cancer from multiple disciplines. I am nearly a four-year survivor, and I wholeheartedly recommend Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. Call 206-FOR-HOPE. Or click SeattleCancerWellness.com.
It's the final week of Bassett's Winter Home Sale. Save 25 to 35% off everything in the store. Customize your sofa or sectional, choosing from hundreds of fashion-forward fabrics, and have it delivered in about 30 days. Quality bedrooms, dining rooms, and home office are all on sale, plus mattresses, accessories, and area rugs. Everything is on sale from 25 to 35% off. But hurry, sale ends Monday at Bassett.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Judith, how is traffic right now?
Well, this is a tip if you don't want flat tires. I just heard this one. A semi heading north on 5 approaching Nisqually River had, first of all, I heard, been dropping things off the side of the truck. But now he's lost his windshield in the road. So watch out for that. You don't want flat tires. Also, we're dealing with severe side winds on the Tacoma's Narrows bridges right now. And also, we're getting a little congested finally in the Seattle area heading north on I-5 approaching Yesler. This report brought to you by Carfax. Not sure what you want to pay for that used car? Well, you should get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. Say, show me the Carfax. You can also go to Carfax.com. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Let's check out the weather forecast from Theron Zahn.
Guys, showers increasing today along with the gusty winds out there. Our highs a mid to upper 40s over our mountain passes. We're going to see plenty of snow overnight, but starting out as rain today. Boy, the next couple days starting out fairly dry on Sunday. Rain increasing in the afternoon. Again, mid to upper 40s. Boy, we get really soggy for the start of the work week. Monday's looking gray and rainy throughout. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Well, it's definitely warming up across the Puget Sound region. 52 degrees with scattered clouds in Tacoma. Here in Seattle, it's 51. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And we have two very special guests in the studio today, Tim Lovett and Phil Hansen, both veterans, both representing Vet Corps today, as we talk about ways to improve the lives and recoveries of returning veterans.
Exactly. Now, what we've committed to on Inside Out, which means you two, sister, we're committed on our program here, Jennifer, that we're going to help these vets get everything they need for, I don't know, I dubbed it the Victory Garden.
I like that idea, the Victory Garden.
The Victory Garden, which our veterans from Vet Corps are putting together. And basically, it's an acre of a garden out in Puyallup. And we're going to post a blog this week, and you and I will work on this, Jennifer, about all the different things they need and the contacts and all of that. But if people have the building materials that Vet Corps needs for our Victory Garden in Puyallup, then what I would like to do is, you know, just have them go to comanews.com/Tammy, and you'll see on my page it says Ask Tammy. That's my email. Just click that and then let me know. You send me an email saying I have all of these different building materials. Go through the list one more time.
Oh, Tammy. Okay, so any lumber you can come up with, 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s. We need like Schedule 40 PVC, 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch. Twine, we need materials like gas-powered rototillers, shovels, rakes, anything you could think of that you would use at your home garden, mulch, gravel, manure. Yeah, the list goes on, and it'll be posted on your website. So.
That's right. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to get all the stuff you guys need for this garden. It's, you know, it's to help vets who are rehabilitating. So Vet Corps, I just learned this at the break. Tim Lovett, what is it a part of? Because I think Vet Corps sounds reminiscent of something else. What is that?
So Vet Corps is actually created under the umbrella of the National Corporation for Community Service. It's actually an AmeriCorps program. It's just a branch. Part of the Washington Department of Veteran Affairs is actually partnered with it.
Okay. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a fear that with budget cuts, this is a program that could go away. I my mouth dropped open when I heard that. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, with the budget cuts?
And so there's a couple suggestions. If people are looking to help vets, if you're looking to hire vets, go to the colleges, ask for your Vet Corps representative.
Exactly.
They will plug you into people that are looking for jobs, that are actually going through school, that are actually trying to better themselves. Another thing that they can do is also go and write to your congressperson. Tell them do not cut the funding for AmeriCorps, because if they do, Vet Corps disappears, and now all of a sudden, these folks are kind of left hanging in the wind.
And you guys actually now work for Vet Corps, so you're out there working actively with students on campus and all of this. And, you know, I really have to say this from the bottom of my heart. There just really isn't enough networking for veterans. When my son got out, you know, just trying to figure out how to work through one of the things you said you do, and I want people to know this, Vet Corps is a resource for returning vets who are trying to figure out their GI Bill. So they can contact you for that, for the money.
Yeah, for that. I mean, if they want to understand traumatic brain injury, or I don't say post-traumatic stress disorder. I drop the D. So if they want to learn about post-traumatic stress, they can learn about that. They can learn about anything. Just connect to the program.
Exactly. And you're not alone.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're trying to build a community around these individuals to make sure.
And they become a part of that network. That's the thing is once they get involved with VetCorps and they start realizing how we're helpful for them, they become a part of that. They'll talk to that veteran who may be in the corner at the college who's just kind of lost, you know, in the system. And Tammy, they become a part of that network as well.
I want to, before I let you go, I want people to recognize what the symptoms are of traumatic brain injury, because you may have a vet in your family. Like you said, that it was a suicide bomber that went off about 10 feet away and you didn't know you had it. And I lost my nephew to it, and none of us knew, you know, that he had the significant injury that he did, that he actually died when he got home and he was recovering with Wounded Warrior. So for those listening, what do they need to look for their vets that are in their family or their vets that are friends, or if you yourself are a vet?
So if you're talking about traumatic brain injury, you got to look for two different things. It's either the signs and symptoms or the exposures. There's three main exposures. There is blunt force trauma, either something hits you in the head, you hit your head on something. There is a rapid or violent change in air pressure. So if you were an airman or a submariner, and the pressure changes, that could cause a traumatic brain injury. And then the last one is, and it's blanking, exposure to a concussive blast. Any of those can create a traumatic brain injury. If you're experiencing any of those, go into the VA, schedule an appointment, say, I suspect that I have been exposed to a traumatic brain injury. Some of the signs and symptoms are, you know, lack of ability to concentrate, short-term memory. I keep blanking on what it is. I have a traumatic brain injury, and I keep blanking on the signs and symptoms. Headaches, ability to, or restlessness, irritability. If you experience anything that's not necessarily normal, go to the VA. It never hurts to just check it out, and if there's nothing wrong, then that's, you know, it's better than just living with it.
Tim, I have a question for you.
Of course.
In my experience as an Army wife, I experienced a lot of soldiers who didn't want to report that they were having some trouble because they did not want to be seen as weak or get in trouble with their commander. Do you have any advice for someone like that?
I think if you're in a chain of command that views it that way, that mentality is being bred out of the military. General Peter Corelli is actually doing a lot of work trying to reprogram how the military treats disabilities and injuries. So what I would suggest is, you know, contact your IG, use your chain of command first. But if they're not willing to allow you to go forward, then contact the IG.
And I think that also for family members, because with Kevin now, my nephew that we lost after he got home and he suffered this aneurysm, that there were so many things that each one of us, when we put the pieces together after he died, he suffered a traumatic injury from his tank hit an IED, which is what does IED even stand for?
That's an improvised explosive device.
Yes, the roadside bomb.
There you go.
That was what happened to my nephew, and it wasn't until he returned home, and then he was actually in the process of graduating from Wounded Warriors, that he actually passed away. So I'm so grateful you guys are here, and it's because of my nephew Kevin that I was given the privilege to meet you guys, and we're committed. And I can tell you, I'm going to call some legislators this week. Can't lose you guys. This matters a lot. Thank you guys for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. More of Inside Out when we come back.
Absolutely an honor to have our guests with us today. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, it's still not a bad drive. We're crowding heading north on I-5 now from, I'd say about the West Seattle Bridge to about 45th in the U District. Just more folks on the road. No troubles there. Again, want to remind you, if you're driving well south of that, heading north on I-5 approaching Nisqually River, there's a report of a big windshield in the road from a semi, so watch out for that. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather today, wet
and windy, very windy. On the coast, winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. In the interior, around 35 miles per hour. So just bear that in mind. As Judith has mentioned before, there's a high wind warning for the Tacoma Narrows, so plan accordingly. Right now, 52 degrees in Tacoma, 51 and partly cloudy here in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 11:55. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Wow, it's been a heck of a show. It's been packed. It's been emotional. It's been inspirational. It's been educational.
Yes.
That's a lot to pack into one show.
I know. And, you know, it's funny because you would think, okay, what does Inside Out have to do with veterans? And, you know, what we've committed to is the fact that we need to make sure that we have... I mean, can you imagine if there was no resource for our veterans? Can you even imagine? And we're going to work on this victory garden. And I'm just thinking that this will add a gardening segment to my show, which makes sense to me. I love gardening. I used to have a bigger yard and I had gorgeous flowers. So now I have a smaller space outside my house because I live on the side of a cliff.
Right. Well, you know, the phrase beating swords into plowshares keeps rolling around in my mind. I just think,
wow.
You know, it's kind of like it's coming full circle. And you know what? You can't see it because it's radio, but Tammy, you can. I do have dirt under my fingernails.
I can see that. You're a gardening girl. You like to dig in the dirt. It's just therapeutic.
Absolutely.
So the fact that we're going to help and we've just dedicated our program Inside Out until they get this. And I like that name, Victory Garden.
I like it too. And I think it's so important because while there are services available to veterans and returning veterans, it's so hard to access. It's a bureaucracy, just like any other bureaucracy. It's hard to know who to call or what to do, and you wait, and this and that and the other thing. It's nice to be able to do something concrete right now.
Well, and just this final thought on it, which is the fact that that specifically I'm working with Helmets to Hard Hats. And get online. I mean, if you yourself are a veteran and you're looking for a job, if you know a veteran that's looking for a job, this is the trades. This is the building remodeling trades, which is why it's called Helmets to Hard Hats. And I'm working with Senator Conway. And I have to tell you something. Senator Conway signed the bill for 5 years that would have put me as a designer out of business. Now he's on my team. And we are working together. And that's how things can change. That's America. When you go to Olympia, when you get involved in the process, and it basically said, help me find jobs for vets. Let's work together in the building remodeling industry. He high-fived me. He's now my favorite politician. He sat opposed to me, and now he's on my team. And this is what we're going to do. We are committed in our state to finding jobs in the building remodeling trades for our veterans. And so Helmets to Hard Hats and Vet Corps is like an all-around resource center. Vet Corps has the garden, but go to my page if you have anything for gardening that you can donate to Jennifer's and my victory garden that we're going to be squarely behind.
Seeds. Garden hoses, chicken poop. We can use all of it.
We can use all of it.
See, that's my countryness coming out because I know that's the best fertilizer.
It is. It's really good. It really is. And we need all of the gardening materials and your expertise. So if you're a gardener, we want your help. And how you do that is you go to comanews.com/Tammy and you'll see the Ask Tammy section. And you and I are going to blog about this. We should run out there and take some photos of our blank 1 acre site that we're now, you know, we're going to put this program behind. Jennifer's looking at me like, we?
No, I'm down with that. We can go take photos, but I want to see you get your hands dirty.
You know what? This girl is in. You'd be surprised. I love gardening.
Gardening gloves. How about that?
Yes, gardening gloves.
We'll wear gloves.
Matching clogs. Gardening clogs. So that's going to do it for me today. And as always, make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, with people you love in mind. Contact me, comanews.com/Tammy. Come on, what have you got for a garden? How does your garden grow? And thanks for joining me today.
And thanks so much for listening today to Inside Out, Tammy Michaels. For more tips on creating your interesting interiors and your exciting exteriors,
You got to check out the lifestyle page on comonews.com/Tammy. You can become a Facebook friend for all that great exclusive content. And of course, you can always email your questions to Tammy at tammymichaels.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Fisher Communications, KOMO, Seattle Everett, KOMO FM, Oakville, Olympia, Tacoma. Everything you need to know. The Como News.